And joining us, as he does every Thursday morning from Davis Wealth Management, Steve Davis. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. All right. A lot of crazy stuff going on, and I know probably a lot of the listeners are, you know, having watched the stock market for the last couple of weeks, they're concerned about their cash, but they're concerned about cash in hand. Liquidity is a word you use a lot, and I think a lot of people in the anxiety of this are thinking about that.
Yeah, and they should. And as we have for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years with you,
right.
You and you guys there at the radio station, Peter, you know, we've talked about this on a regular basis. And, you know, you talk about these certain risks. And there's two risks that we've discussed. And I hit them back in February. And it's funny, I decided to talk about it again today because I think it's crucial in your overall retirement plan. Liquidity risk. It is so important. And that's, you know, we've talked about putting money in envelopes. You know how Peter's grandmother taught him how to do that.
Absolutely. In the simpler times, right.
In
different envelopes.
Correct. And what we're talking about is that savings, that cash that you can put into a savings account. You know, there's all types of liquidities. For instance, you could own stock, and certain stocks may have a very low liquidity risk or a high liquidity risk, depending on how they trade.
Right.
Okay? So that's one type of liquidity risk is, you know, if you're in the market, you know, what kind of investments are you in? There's a lot of people out there who are in REITs. And if, you know, you had to cash out of those, you're not going to do that right away. And that's not all REITs, but there's a good majority of them that we've run into with clients that we've looked at where they've gotten these REITs. And, you know, they're like, hey, I want to get out of it. And you call the REIT company just to verify what a REIT is. It's a real estate investment insurance trust investment.
Okay. All right.
So there's all different types, and not all REITs are like that. You just have to explore what you own and understand what you own. Money markets, those are low liquidity risk items, okay? You want to have those. And that's, you know, okay, there's a lot of people out there. You're going to hear the jobless claims come out today, Thursday.
Oh, gosh, I know.
And they're supposed to be record highs.
We've never seen, yep.
Correct. And this is just, look at what we're experiencing is an acute downturn in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of economists are forecasting is, you know, short-termed, hopefully, and that it's an acute upswing real quick, too.
Right, like a V almost. It's dropping
almost
down.
Almost like a V.
Hit a bottom
yeah.
and then but bounce back up.
Correct. But this whole liquidity risk thing, which we've talked about over the years, is now when it comes into play because these people who are going to have to file unemployment, I get that, but you know, living day to day, week to week, month to month, we've always encouraged people to have in savings, okay, whether it's a CD or just a regular savings account, you know, or in your checking account, cash. How much cash? And Peter always asks the question, how much?
Of course.
Well, what you would do, especially in times like today, is remember we make everybody who comes into the office fill out an expense sheet, and the first page is what we call survival expenses, and then the second page is what we call desired. And I believe most of us have hunkered down and we're in that survival mode. We're spending less because we can't go anywhere.
Right.
We're forced to spend less.
Correct.
So all that being said, though, you need to pay bills day in and day out. And where do you go get that money? This
right.
is when you try to avoid going to the retirement accounts. This is when that cash liquidity, that cash reserve of whatever your survival expenses were for 6 months that you should have tucked away that you can go draw off of, that's where you want to draw it from now. Don't go into the accounts that have been hit hard or have gone down.
Yeah, I know.
That you want and need to recover.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole liquidity risk thing, understanding. And these are the conversations we have with people, Pat, every time they come into the office.
Right.
Even
and especially in a calmer time when, you know, there's no gun pointed at their head with, you know, with like the situation now.
Correct. And it's interesting because I have a lot of people who have cash on hand and they're calling, hey, you know, markets are low, low, low. I want to give you some more cash. I want to buy in. And there's a lot of that going on in our office right now. And I always take a step back and I go, okay, good thought process, but let's just make sure we have all our protocols in a row, and let's just make sure that you have enough cash on hand in case this happens, and this happens. I don't want you to delete too much of your cash flow that you may have to live off of if something else, you know, spirals out of hand here. And
right.
They go, yep, nope, I get it. Thank you for keeping me in check and balance. And then we move on.
And so, the one thing we do know about right now is it's all about the unknowns.
Correct.
You know?
And I think the unknowns are going to become closer and closer known
as
time goes on.
I agree with you.
You know, a lot of economists believe that this is a short-lived and a short-term. Whether, you know, we will be in a recession, that's going to take a time to declare recession because it's usually a time frame that the economy is depleting before they declare it a recession.
Right.
But are we there? Yeah. There's a lot of positive things on the other side of that, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're on the cliff of a possible recession, and I hate hearing the economists use the D word, and a lot of people are likening this to like 1939. Don't know if we're going to go there, but I think
there's too many checks and balances that the government has put into place, and they've responded so quickly that, you know, and they will respond again if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
They will push to get this economy up and running again.
Yes, they will. It's a very important thing, because that's what we did learn from the Great Depression.
Correct. Everybody, as Americans, we all realize that the quicker we all can get back to work, the better things will be. And a lot of us are chomping at the bit to do it.
I know.
You know, there's a lot of us who are fortunate enough where we can work from home, which we're all doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I get those people who, you know, the restaurants.
Oh, I know. I know. It's heartbreaking.
The retail stores.
It's heartbreaking.
You know,
heartbreaking.
But, you know, restaurants are doing takeout. Go order a takeout meal. We're trying to do it once a week now.
Yep.
Because
that
helps
the
restaurants.
Yeah, that helps the restaurants. Or buy gift cards or buy tickets to fun events that are happening way in the future, you know, in the summer. You
exactly.
Know?
Help to try to keep their cash flow going. Mm-hmm. And let's all, you know, take a hand in getting this thing to be done and over with sooner than later.
I know, but you know, it's funny, Steve, because I think in times like these, the first reaction for everybody is, you know, the themselves. I mean, they get selfish at first, and then when they say, "Okay, my situation is all right now, I can go and help others," but they're awful. They're just selfish right now, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. They're just they want to take care of themselves.
Selfishness,
yeah.
No, I think it may come off of, you know, the media.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You and I talked about this, you know. You could become an anxiety-ridden knucklehead in the last 2 weeks if you had the news on day in and day out.
Oh,
I don't know how people can do it.
I know.
It's not healthy for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most beautiful thing I've seen and one of the greatest outcomes of this whole thing, I go walk around my neighborhood, I see 5, 6, 7 families, parents, grandparents, kids, dogs. Everybody's out walking.
I know.
It really gives chills to me because, you know, it's bringing the family units back.
Yeah, well, it is. And existentially, is this a lesson for all of us to kind of get back to the things that are really important? Well, if we could learn a little something from that, okay, maybe it will. And then you can really kind of get a hold of what is most important, which is taking care of yourself and your family and your extended family. And then,
yeah, and that's where, you know, understanding your finances.
Yep.
And walking through people, you know, I've always said on the show that retirement planning is, there's many parts to the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole liquidity thing is one big part of it. We have that discussion with everybody who comes through our door.
That's great.
The other one is sequence risk.
Yes.
Can you, you know, sequence risk is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you the example of what sequence risk is, we're in it right now. It's the sequence of events that can happen in the market that can affect you in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you're the type of person who says, I want all my money in the market, and I don't want to deviate from anywhere else. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong.
Right, right, right. You're saying somebody might want that, yeah.
So if someone wants that, now what we're into is a sequence risk of events because of what's happened here. Let's say you're taking money out of those accounts and you're on you're in retirement and you're drawing down 3 or 4%. Well, if the market's down 30, well, you're drawing more than 3 or 4.
Right.
You're drawing 33 or 34, depending on whatever that market is the time you start to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
These sequence of events can really cause people to start to run out of money sooner than later. And that's why when anybody comes through our office, we walk them through this whole what is sequence risk, because we think it is so important,
mm-hmm.
and we emphasize sequence risk because none of us ever know what the sequence of events are going to happen in the markets in the future.
Correct.
We don't know those.
Well, look, the market is based on speculation, Steve, you know?
It's based on speculation, but
yeah, I know.
There's a lot more behind that, without getting into the technical weeds.
Into the weeds, yeah, right.
but understanding sequence risk in a retirement plan,
mm-hmm.
and this is one of the things we emphasize with the people who come through the door and we sit with and talk to and they become clients, is look at, if this happens, do we have other financial strategies that can help to deal with this sequence risk? Well, yes, we do. There's a lot of strategies out there, okay,
mm-hmm.
that can help with this particular thing. And that's that, if you remember, we have that income allocation book, which is, if anybody wants a free copy of it, you would text income 603 to 555-888.
Mm-hmm.
Again, text income 603 to 555-888. And that book talks about sequence risk.
Yeah.
It talks about alternative and other types of financial strategies that will help deal when these types of episodes come into play, so that, if this happens, guess what? I planned for this.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the income that now that I'm in retirement, I'm not worried. I've created the income that I need to live on day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
even if there's a tragic situation like the coronavirus.
Right, right.
Okay?
Again, assuming that a sequence of things could happen down the road and setting yourself up against it.
You have to have those visions looking forward. When we sit with our clients and we're putting retirement plans together, we have to say, look, our job is to help you look ahead,
mm-hmm.
and look at potential roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then our job is to either minimize those roadblocks, because you can't get rid of everything.
Correct.
But if you can, minimize them. And if you can reduce them or get rid of them, you do it. And that's by, implementing different financial strategies, okay, into your plan that takes into account all these types of risks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other risks other than obviously liquidity risk and sequence risk, which we've hit on previously. But those are all the conversations we're going to have with someone who comes into the office and wants to put a retirement plan together.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
The interesting thing is you may give them all these types of educational responses to, how to handle these sequence. Everybody is different who comes in our office. We'll have people who come in and you start to talk about something, different than just the stock market. Nope, I want all my money in the market. Okay, we're good with that. If that's what you want, we're okay, and we'll guide you through what we do on our side of the equation when it comes to managing assets, okay? Be aware, though, if any of these things come into play, you may be affected. Nope, I'm good. And they may be good. They may have enough money from Social Security,
yep.
and a pension,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they already have an annuity or some other type of income stream, and so therefore their income needs are met. And
right.
they're not worried about it right now. They're,
correct.
They're sitting at home going, I have checks coming in every month no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Right. But,
okay?
But if you don't know everything that you've got going on, you need to consider it all.
You do. You need to. And look at the one thing that everybody actually, all the thought processes that came out of 2007 to 2008, 9, and 10 was the lack of education. And since then, we've really pushed hard. We've offered companies for us to come in and not sell them on their 401ks, not do, you know, any advising, but we would run educational programs for all the employees with no products, no type of promotional type items. We would go into companies and just start to promote, you know, education on financial planning. And it's interesting. I had one company here in New Hampshire. We walked in, and there was quite a few, a couple hundred employees. And I asked how many people have a retirement plan. Everybody raised their hand. I go, well, what is it? And everybody said, well, we have 401ks. That's not a retirement plan.
Right.
It is part of your retirement plan.
It is a weapon in your retirement plan, but it's only part of the plan.
Exactly.
Yep. Right.
Exactly. You've hit the nail on the head with that. It's just another arsenal when you start to build the retirement plan. There's all these other components that you have to consider, and they come to fruition when times like this hit.
Yeah, I know. And again, when times like this hit, it brings everybody to the, maybe it was in the back of their head, it brings a little bit more to the front.
It does, but here's the problem. People think they're late to the table, and they start to do knee-jerk reactions.
Pulling money out of retirement accounts.
And you have to be very careful with that.
Yeah.
I get it if you have to, but before you do, you have to walk through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Of your complete retirement plan, and a lot of people will have to go to their retirement plans because they didn't consider that liquidity is a huge issue in times like this. You know, that's why we always push savings and how much you should have in savings.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody's got to get on this page because what we're seeing today will happen again 10 to 15, 20 years, something like this.
Something's going to happen again. Of course it's going to happen again. And we don't know what it is, but it's going to happen. Yeah.
Be better educated.
Yep. Right. Because again, if nothing else, you need to learn from situations like this.
You do. And like I said, we went in and started trying to educate, you know, all these employees.
Mm-hmm.
On the whole process of actually what is really retirement planning. And it was amazing how many people had no idea, no clue. And
they thought they had done everything in that one meeting when they set up the 401k. Okay, great. I'm set.
That was it.
Yeah.
And so it was really an eye opener for us running that class.
Mm-hmm.
And we still try to run those classes, but obviously not anymore right now.
Yeah, nobody's getting together.
You know,
that's fine.
For companies out there that have employees that want to run these types of classes, we'll come in and do that for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really specific to the generics of a retirement plan and all the different components that are involved in it.
Right, and that's the education part. But then you can get, you know, when you hook with a financial advisor, then you can get more specific to your own case.
Yeah, and that's just it. A lot of people will throw out real technical questions during those, you know, meetings that you hold or those educational classes that you hold, and you can't answer those questions because every individual is going to be different.
Right.
And as a fiduciary, you can't even answer those questions when they're asking them because you don't know that person's complete financial situation.
Right.
And that's when, you know, you start bringing people into the office. That's when you can
Then you can take specific questions. Well, listen, however, the book that you have to offer, though, is a great primer on getting yourself set up. And again,
it is. It's another part of educating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if anybody's interested, we give that book away free. It's called Income Allocation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can text to 555-888. Just text the word Income 603.
Income 603. Great. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Awesome. Well, Stephen, as usual, thank you for staying calm during all of this, because I think that's important, especially when we're considering the future, not just the next few days or weeks, but when your retirement comes. You got to start planning now. DavisWealthManagement.com. Thanks for your time, brother.
It's DavisWealthManagementMGMT.com.
Sorry.
You got it.
I know. I speak in big words. Stephen, I thank you, and we'll check in with you again when we got the full crew back here next week.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
That sounds great.
Thank you.